Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
I'm Allison Klein, and I'm here with Srikanth Kambhatla. Srikanth, what do you do at Intel?
I'm a principal engineer in the chipset group. My role is that of a software architect for Intel graphics media adapter software stack.
And why did you choose graphics as an area to focus?
Graphics is not one area. It's a set of areas. There is 3D, there is media, there is 2D graphics, there is display. Relating to these areas, there are a bunch of secondary vectors. So it combines into one space a whole lot of technologies. Similar to other PC subsystems, you require a device driver that goes with it. So kernel mode software, user mode software, a lot of innovation going on in this field. So it's pretty exciting to be in this area.
So the device drivers that work with graphics, now they have to be optimized for every operating system, correct?
Right. So the framework for display drivers, it has evolved of late in the Microsoft OS. If you look at Apple, they have their own framework for it. The Intel Graphics Media Adapter software is for Windows. So for every version of the operating system, Windows 2000, XP, Vista, you have slightly different nuances. And in case of Vista, in fact, it was a major overhaul of display subsystem, the graphics subsystem. So when you look at the core features, more or less, between the OS capabilities and what the IHVs, such as Intel, provide, you get a consistent set of key core features. The way you go about getting to those core features varies depending on the framework.
Now, the graphics industry moves pretty fast. How many times are drivers revved in a typical year?
Quite often. And it varies from IHV to IHV. Intel is in a design win leadership position in terms of the large number of design wins we have. And as a result of that, we interact with many of our customers in order to put behaviors in place. And customers tend to want slightly different behaviors sometimes. They don't all want the exact same behavior. So we keep our software customizable. The driver behaviors are customizable. The user interface is customizable. In fact, end users or OEMs can define their own UI instead of our UI.
I've heard of a technology called DisplayPort. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
DisplayPort is a new interface for connecting display devices to the PCs. It is a digital interface. It is targeting PCs primarily. And Intel was actively involved in defining the specification. And DisplayPort has a lot of interesting benefits. One is that it has fixed frequencies. The display devices have a control channel in addition to the main link where data is being sent out. And the control channel for DisplayPort is about 10 times faster than similar ones for legacy.
Now, is DisplayPort available today on PCs, or is that something that's coming?
Intel is targeting integration of DisplayPort version 1.1 in our 08 products. It'll be integrated into the chipset. And with that, we would be able to connect external DisplayPort display devices, or we would also be able to connect embedded DisplayPort. And embedded DisplayPort is replacement for LVDS, which is the technology that is used for local flat panels in mobile computers.
Is this an industry standard? Is this something we're driving with a broad section of the industry?
Yes. Intel worked closely with VESA, Video Electronics Standards Association, which is the governing body that came out with this DisplayPort specification for the main standard. DisplayPort itself. Now, there is an Intel-driven standard called HDCP, which is used for output content protection, and it is for premium video or audio content. HDCP, Intel worked with some of the key industry partners to generate a version or a mapping to DisplayPort. So we have a version of HDCP for DisplayPort that handles content protection on DisplayPort. The point that I would like to make here is, given Intel's leadership in terms of design wins and in terms of integrated graphics, we are in a position to drive this technology to the marketplace in a timely manner.
What other display technologies does Intel support?
We also also support HDMI 1.3 specification integrated in our chipset for our 08 product. And this targets HDMI-capable televisions, for example. And we can support DVI on the same connector, DVI syncs. We support the analog TVs. We support analog CRTs, LVDS panels, i.e. the local flat panel. And we also have an interface called SDVO, which is a digital interface. It can be used to connect encoders that we could have an SDVO TV encoder. So you would have a TV connector out there, or an SDVO LVDS or SDVO CRT, if that's of interest to OEM. So it's a OEM customizable option. So Intel can support a comprehensive set of analog or digital display interfaces that are out there in the market. And with DisplayPort 1.1 and HDMI 1.3, Intel supports in its 08 chipset all the leading new interfaces that are coming up. Intel is also interested in wireless display interfaces, so you would not need to connect through wires to these displays, and it makes for some very interesting usage models in future chipsets.
Srikanth, it was a pleasure having you here. I'm a gamer, so I like to always hear about what's going on in graphics and display technologies, and I hope to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.